Well, hello people. Now this video may be a boring video to some of you out there.
They're all boring.
Nice one. I'll get you later. Because I think I've made the same topic video about twice before. But quite a long time ago. Let's just call this a refresher video. Why have Femons become so entitled, so privileged, and so goddamn obnoxious? And of course, people think it's because of the third wave feminism. But it started way before that. I can remember when I was a very young man. It was frowned upon by other Femons to criticize any Femon whatsoever. You certainly couldn't criticize your mother. And let's assume you said something to one Femon in a group at a party or a barbecue. As Femons were in kind of a herd-like mentality. You know, the sisterhood. All the Femons at the barbecue or a party would have a go at you. Or at the very least give you a dirty look. To shame you. Of course, nowadays they call it mansplaining. But it's just another way to manipulate you to don't criticize a Femon. Ever. And even married men who were married for years couldn't really even criticize their own wives. Let's assume she parked badly in the driveway, or dangerously, and if he said anything about it to her, she wouldn't talk to him or have sex with him for at least 2 weeks. So to teach him to know better not to criticize his wife. I mean, think about it. Men have been oppressed for many years. I mean, I'd love to be able to go out downtown or in the street right now and be able to do mostly anything. Without the fear of any criticism from anybody. Of course, it may affect me to thinking I can do nothing wrong if I never hear any criticism about myself at all. Of course, in recent years, it's got far worse. Instead of not just talking to men and not giving them sex, or yelling at them and walking away, they're now cancelling men who talk out against them. But really, these men are just telling the truth. And it kind of sends a message to the real men out there what will happen to them if they start talking out of turn and telling the truth. And of course, that's also a reason why a lot of Femons don't have any accountability. And as we've seen, not even the courts hold them to accountability, do they? To a great degree. Which in turn has turned the Femons into quite a nasty person to be around. And dangerous also. Of course, I'm old school. I myself will call anybody out, male or Femon. In any situation, I think they're wrong. By the time Femons realize they have actually destroyed themselves, it'll be far too late. In fact, it's too late already. Most Femons are excellent manipulators. Because when you think about it, that's all they really have. Society has to change. Otherwise, Femons will lose everything. Not that I care at all anymore. And yet there's still white knights willing to take the risk, thinking they're going to get rewarded sexually or being shown some favor from the Femons. They won't. They never have. But I guess old habits die hard. Most males that I've known through my life have had compassion and respect for all life. It just may be his downfall. Take it easy, fellas.